The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I am Doug Kazarian, alongside Tyler Foljam. This is Wednesday, March 17th. It is St. Patrick's Day, and it is the eve of the NCAA tournament returning. Oh, boy, have we missed you. Tyler, we've got to get back in the swing. We'll get to today's games, but we got to bust out another pick in the tournament. What's your play you want to talk about today?
Yeah, I like taking Winthrop, a 12 seed, over Villanova on the money line. Villanova, of course, a 5 seed. It's a plus 220 price on the return if Winthrop is able to win outright. Villanova, I think they're vulnerable in this spot here. Doug Connor Gillespie, their starting point guard, out. He's the second best player on the team. He leads them in assists per game. On the other side, you have Chandler Vaudrin. On yesterday's Daily Wager, I called him the vanilla James Harden. He's a lefty 6'7" ball handler, led the NCAA with 3 triple doubles this season. So like the beard, a walking 3x2. And Winthrop, they're a team that has good metrics, 50th in offensive rating, but even better, they're 8th in defensive rating in the nation. And they're also a very good rebounding team, top 10 in rebounds per game in the NCAA. So I think they can win outright. I think plus 220 is good value.
All right, yeah, the 6.5-point dogs, if you don't want to take the big piece of the money line.
Exactly.
I'm on a total, and I've been talking about it for a couple of days, and it keeps dropping, not because of me. I'm just saying I kind of eyed this one, and right now we're at 130.5 between Utah State and Texas Tech. I just feel like this will be a rock fight. I love Tech. We know about Chris Beard, what he did in the last tournament, actually going nearly all the way. I just don't think they have the same offense they did in that team. Obviously, they lost Culver to the NBA from that squad, but this year they've just – been tough down the stretch in a lot of games. So I think Utah State, with the 7-footer manning the paint and just the tightness of the tournament, I think that they're going to have trouble scoring and adjusted defense on KenPom. You know, you're looking at a top 25 team, so to speak, with Texas Tech, but Utah State top 10 defensively. And I think they're going to have a tough time against a Chris Beard Red Raiders defense. So yes, it keeps coming downward, 130.5. But if you're looking at team totals, you're looking at, I don't know, 67-63. And I just don't think I think one team's going to be in the 50s. And I really do. And so I think it's going to be a team in the 60s, a team in the 50s. Could see their upset here with the Aggies. So I still like that game under, but I would get on it now because it keeps dropping and probably going to go below 130 at some point, at least we approach kickoff or tip off. So that's our little taste of the tournament. And again, this is every day. So we'll have much more picks next couple days. Joe Fortenbaugh will be in the mix again as well. But let's do some NBA. A doubleheader tonight on ESPN, Tyler. And Bucks-Sixers, really interesting matchup. Sixers have done a nice job without Joel Embiid the last few games. Came back to beat the Knicks yesterday. But this is a step up in quality of competition. So I'm going to actually lay the 5.5 here with the road team in the Bucks. They have been solid. And to me, top 10 defense, I just don't see how Curry, Danny Green, and Tobias Harris, especially because he's been playing so well, is going to feast on this defense. I know it's laying 5.5 on the road, but I'm still going to do it with the Bucks. Ben Simmons will fill up his stat sheet, but I think it's just a step up in class. So I'll lay the 5.5 with Milwaukee.
Yeah, while we're in the NBA, Doug, I got a question for you. How high is too high for Kings and Wizards? Because the total is 247, 248, and climbing. But I'm not afraid of it, baby. I'm going over that. This is a matchup of quite literally two of the worst defenses in the National Basketball Association. Sacramento last in defensive rating. Washington is 27th in defensive rating. And both teams are top 10 in pace. Sacramento's 10th. And Washington, with Russell Westbrook and Brad Beal, the fastest team in the league, first in pace. I just think this is a game that will get into the 250s. I could see overtime in this one. I like a couple of props as well on that Washington side, because we know all of the production comes from two guys. Brad Beal, leading scorer in the NBA. I'm not afraid to go over 32.5 points as his player prop. And Russell Westbrook, you know, I love the triple-double prop. It finally It finally failed for me earlier this week. I'm not afraid to go back. We're going to try and make it 5-1, predicting Russell Westbrook props plus 210 is the price on that. But this is the type of game environment where Russell should have easily well over 10 assists. It's just, will he get enough opportunities on the glass? And with this game being an up and down track meet, I do think rebounds will be there for Russ to take. So love the over in just about every way you can bet Washington and Sacramento.
You know, I can't fault you. I believe it's going to be the highest game, I think, this year that's not involving the Brooklyn Nets. And for good reason, we know about the lack of defense here. But yeah, you had been nailing that Russell Westbrook. Hit the first four times he had first four times you had picked a Westbrook prop with involving a triple-double, you'd hit them all. So he let you down a little bit the other day. I'm going to go to a guy who's I've been backing basically the last couple months, and he has not let me down. It's Draymond Green with the Warriors starting this kind of stretch, mostly against a lot of bad teams. They're in Houston facing a Rockets team that's lost 17 straight. Their last win actually came before the Super Bowl. So just to put in perspective. But look, Christian Wood is expected to come back, so maybe he's the difference maker. I doubt it, but they have lost 17 straight. But I think Draymond Green over 8.5 assists. I've been riding this prop. He is the point forward. Yeah, even with James Wiseman coming back from injury and Kevon Looney, he's still facilitating. He plays all the time with Steph, so that's a little different with Steve Kerr. He does not play with the second unit, so it's all with Steph finding him. More so, this is about a young Rockets team that's really going to be lost with guarding this Warriors kind of spread offense. It's very a lot of movement, a lot of back picks, and Draymond Green is just going to feast on these guys who really are just not familiar with the Warriors offense. Now, with Wood returning, Oladipo unlikely to play, I think it's going to be a lopsided game that gives me a little bit of concern, but the Rockets played pretty hard to the very end yesterday, so maybe either Draymond is going to play in the fourth quarter, but I think over 8.5 is just too cheap for a defense that's just going to be out of its element. I do like the Warriors a little bit in the first half as well, given that the Rockets have failed to cover 13 straight first half spreads. But Draymond's my favorite play on that game. Do you have anything?
Yeah, I'm going to go try and balance out the wagering gods here. I'm tempting fate by going over a total set at 247 earlier with the Kings Wizards. Now I got to find an under I like on the board, and that's Grizzlies Heat. These are two teams that are two of the best in the NBA defensively, the Miami Heat all the way up to fourth in defensive rating. So they're starting to play like the championship caliber team we saw last year reach the finals in the bubble. They don't play fast either, 26th in pace. So they're like the New York Knicks. They play great defense, and they play slowly. Bam Adebayo returned to the lineup last night. It's the second game of a back-to-back. Jimmy Butler, I hear, is kind of nursing an injury as well. So these are situations we need to monitor there. Will Butler play? Will Adebayo play? Memphis, on the other hand, they have everyone healthy, and they're ninth in the NBA in defensive rating. Play at a little bit quicker pace, but surprisingly, they're a team that can get a lot of stops and play quality defense from start to finish. If you're looking for a player pop, again, check on his availability, but Bam Adebayo over 4.5 assists for a guy who's averaging 5.5 so far this season. And as long as he's allowed to play his normal allotment of minutes, I like that, especially if Jimmy Butler, for whatever reason, sits out. There'll be more playmaking opportunities for Adebayo, but I'm taking under 219.5 to try and balance out what I did earlier with Kings Wizards under and Grizzlies Heat.
All right. Sounds good. I like the balancing out the gambling gods of the line. I'm going to balance out the doubleheader on ESPN and go with game two here. Not my favorite play, but I like it enough. Clippers Mavs. Look, we know what the Clippers did in Dallas the other night. They won off the beatdown in New Orleans on Sunday. So they went back to back. Kawhi had the, I don't want to say strong comments, but called out the team saying we need to be better in terms of consistency. And they got the win in Dallas. Now I think it's the Mavs' chance to bounce back, and I think they do. So I'm going to grab the 2.5 here. Basically, on Monday, they had the each team had the exact same like field goal percentage and 3-point percentage. The difference was turnovers, kind of more want to, if you will. 14 turnovers compared to 9. Still no Ibaka, still no Patrick Beverley for the clip joint. So I'm going to side with the Mavs here. I just think it's a better sort of situational spot. I'll grab the 2.5. I need the Clippers to win more than one kind of big game, if you will, for me to get behind them. I like the team, the home team here coming off a loss. So I'll back them. And there's your under 10 minutes podcast, as we've promised here on the Daily Wager pod. So you got some couple props, couple plays, even touched on the NCAA tournament. Also, the Behind the Bets podcast is out right now. Dallin Cuff, our expert ESPN college basketball analyst, and I just went huge, like 30-minute deep dive into that. So go check that out if you want some more picks and a bit of assistance with your bracket. But Joe and Tyler and I will be in the rotation here for this Daily Wager podcast on weekdays. Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day and get ready for the big dance.